This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much awesome happening in sport right now. This is like the dizzying time where I'm going to tune in tonight. I'll be ahead on a swivel with Ovechkin's chase, which is, in my opinion, not getting enough attention. And you want to yell at me? That's fine. Happy to wear some of it. In general, I don't think this is getting the countdown, oh my God, you're kidding me, that it deserves. This is like the level of the home run record. There are a lot of records in baseball. There's some that we know, whether it's a 56-game hit streak or, you know, what used to be 763 or you know, some of those numbers. But that consecutive game streak that became part of the everyday fabric where it was like this beautiful celebration of the countdown and then the ESPN's there all weekend and Cal Homer's against the Angels and, you know, the All-Star game. The whole thing was just this constant celebration. I'm not feeling that. It's not hitting me in the same way. And I'm sitting there going, where is it? Where's my constant refresher? Where's my story every night on the worldwide leader? And I get that the sports times are different and everybody's exhausted of everything and everyone's over everything all the time. But I still feel like the NHL's kind of doing this business as usual. And let's obviously get down and talk about the playoff chase, what the Ottawa Senators need to do to find their foreground and play the great forecheck. No. An impossible record from a different time is about to fall. That. Do more, quickly, hurry up, and don't stop talking about it. Like, beat that into the ground. I feel like we're not even close to that, Tobes. I know that wasn't even the point of this topic, but now I'm just, it's all coming out.
I'm interested when he gets within a game's worth. Like, if he's within three, right, where he can tie it with a Hattie, are they going to do the bit that Aaron Judge had when he was going to break the record? Which record was it? Just the AL home run record?
Yeah.
Whatever. When they would cut away, right?
Yes.
In the middle of a college football game, I'm trying to watch college football.
I'm doing Maxson on a Tuesday.
I do not care about what Aaron Judge is doing, and yet here I am forced to watch every Aaron Judge at bat on ESPN. Can I please get that for Ovi? Like, every single time he's on the ice, like, he could do it. He could do it. If he's within a goal, are we going to do that? Because you're right. Like, he could break it in the next week and a half. And how many people outside of the DMV know that? How many people outside of this area know that?
Yeah. I didn't even mean to stumble onto this because there's so much going on. It wasn't even the topic. But anybody else feeling that? 800-636-1067. I swear to you, this was not the plan. But I feel like I've now stumbled onto something. And again, I will fully admit I was in a Nationals bubble here for the last weekend, but it just sort of feels like I haven't even done this. I'm going to do it live. I'll do it live. Go on NHL.com. Yeah, okay, it's right there on the front page. But you see my point. I'm joking.
I mean, yeah, but like, how many people are searching NHL.com right now?
Yeah, where's the tracker? Where's the coverage? Where's that constant wall to wall? And I understand he's not going to do it tonight or tomorrow, but the buildup, think of the single season records that have fallen, whether it was McGuire initially going 70 and 98, and Sosa right there with him. But it started when, you know, McGuire from the beginning had this chance and he had a really good beginning of the season. Sosa wasn't on the radar until he had that June that was ungodly, whatever it was, 20 homers in June or something like that, right? So once he thrust himself into it, it became this chase and it took over our televisions every day. Again, I get that coverage in sports are different, but it does feel like it's this afterthought that is not getting near the just due. And I went on this rant, I guess you want to call it, a couple weeks ago when this kind of came up, when the national televised game happened, and they were talking about, and Darren Pang's comment about the one-trick pony.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's impossible to take that as complimentary. It's impossible not to say that this is another opportunity, whether it's purposeful, conscientious, consciously done is what I'm looking for, or if it's just happenstance, it's one guy's thing. But it's impossible to ignore some of the context of what's happened previously with the way that they've covered Ovechkin or haven't. And it's always got to be a ding. It's always got to be a knock. It's always got to be, like, look at the Canadian guys doing or whatever for this sort of Canadian-centered media league, right? And that's how they've covered it. I can't help but harken back to that. Like, well, I wonder if Sidney Crosby was about to cross this record, how much different it would be. I can't believe it would be like this.
So what I'm interested in is we just saw another one similar to this, where LeBron passed the 40,000 point mark.
Yeah.
And you felt like you saw all the time leading up to it. Now, it was usually within, you know, 50 points. So it's saying he could do it tonight. He might do it in the next two games. Maybe once Ovi gets under five, where, like, we know he's not scoring
you're right. It's
eight
not,
goals.
It's, and it's fair to distinguish. It's not the same because it's, you know, points. You score 30 a game. You score one every other game on average. So I understand that to a degree. Think of him passing, talking about LeBron passing the Kareem.
Yeah.
You got those kind of updates. And if it's one of these hallowed sports records, there's just more about it. There just is.
Well, and I'm just curious. Like, right now, you're right. I don't think it's getting enough. When he gets within a game's worth or two games' worth, where if he has a hot streak and he goes four goals in two games, mm-hmm. are we seeing it more on ESPN? Like, I know Scott Van Pelt's going to talk about it because he's from the area.
Yeah.
But is a rather, you know, the 10 o'clock Sports Center going to have Ovi's just two goals away and that's the lead, or is that half an hour in? Like, where are we with that? Because you're right. This should be one of the leading stories. March Madness is going to dominate a lot of this with some of the other stuff like we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on right now, but outside of here, it doesn't feel like it's getting the shine that it should.
And so, I am kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth here. NHL.com, that's right there on the front page. It's an Ovechkin goal tracker. It's goals to go. It's how much time and you know, or how close he is, etc. But I guess I'm looking at the sports shows, right? It's your regular scheduled on FS1. Aaron Rodgers did this hippie treatment, and he may or may not be a Steeler. On, you know, the other shoddy shows, it's not there. And I understand it's not the same. It's at the NHL, and it's always going to be, not always, but it's the fourth banana in terms of media allocation that it gets for national stuff. And you're right, it's not as sexy where you can tune in and see LeBron make 15, 16, 17 baskets in a given night. It's, you know, sometimes it's a deflection, and John Walton's going, so we're not sure if it's Farivari, and it turns out it is a chip in for, it's like, I get it, it's not the same. But still. Right, I'm offering enough caveats, yeah. But I'm going, this should be celebration time.
And this is where, if you're hockey, you've got to be on these networks. I get that it's a little different. Like, TNT isn't going to have Kenny and Chuck talking about this. I get that. But ESPN is talking sports all day. Mm-hmm. And when's the last time you heard Stephen A. mention this? Like, it just never does. If I'm Gary Bettman, I'm, hey, we are on your network.
Right.
A seminal moment, something that's going to be remembered in hockey history forever, is coming up, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks. Can we at least mention it?
That's good. And people can tell me if I'm full of it or if I'm off. 800-636-1067. Brian and Alexandria. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Danny, how you guys doing today?
Look, I'm good, dude.
It's kind of, you're onto it a bit. Like, yeah, there should be more coverage, and I would like to see a little more national coverage, but I mean, you know, ESPN, their app has it. Anytime Ovechkin scores or is playing, he's at the top of the heat. I was in a Smithsonian over the weekend, and they actually have a Ovi goals countdown set up inside the museum.
Oh, that's cool.
The team has been handing out lawn signs for people to say, like, I'm with the great eight. In fact, I think they ran out, so you can see people following it that around here. So, yeah, I could use more, but you can't compare it to baseball, really, because, I mean, you know, here's an Aaron Judge at bat that's going to take 3 minutes out of your day. And so that's like not a huge interruption. They're supposed to, like, we're playing the entire Ovechkin game.
Right.
Maybe they cut in for a power play or an empty net. But I'm glad you brought up Cal, because I was thinking over the weekend, like, what modern athlete can Ovechkin reasonably compare to? And I think Ripken's kind of the only one in terms of, like, longevity, staying with the same team, breaking a record that nobody thought would ever fall. I think that's a fairly reasonable comparison between those two guys.
I smell what you're cooking there, Brian. Thank you. I mean, so it's the what made Cal so special wasn't an individual number. Obviously, you know, 2-1-3-1 is special. But what made it, you know, there's a year where, you know, he hit 270 with 19 bombs, where he probably could have used a couple of days off. And by the way, that's my childhood hero. I'm not ripping him. Simply saying, what made him special was it took on the personality of the city, it took on the personality of the fan base, and it took on this kind of message where it was the working person to celebrate that. You show up every day, even if you don't feel 100%. And that was so beautiful, and it was awesome, and it was so romantic, and it really helped bring baseball back after the strike. So that's close in terms of the stay with the one team comp. But then thinking about it, the other part of it, though, to me, it is the home run record. No one thought Henry Aaron's record would fall. And here we are with Barry Bonds, most of it after 30, just turning up a notch and ripping 70-plus a year, it seems like, every other season. So to me, it's a combo of those things. And I know your point about, you can't cut in and do the entire game here and there. I understand that completely. I guess my point is, you know it when you see it. You know it when you feel it. When somebody's obsessed with a record or someone's obsessed with this achievement, it just gets to you from all the different angles. Your point about, if you're going to NHL.com, you're going to find it. But where is it on the regular schedule, the ESPN program? Where is it on FS1? Where is it on, sort of the buzz here and there? Like, this is an opportunity to celebrate something.
I was not seeking. I knew LeBron was going to pass Kareem's record, right? Yeah. So we knew that. I didn't know LeBron was about to pass 40,000 points, and I didn't care. I knew because they kept telling me.
Yeah, they kept showing
me. That's kind of the point that you're trying to say is, like, you should know OV's 7 away, OV's 6 away, OV's 5 away. Like, everyone in America should know this, that even people that don't care about hockey should be like, OV's going to break that record next week. Everyone should care.